Audio description is a carefully crafted commentary that fits between the dialogue in documentaries and drama to assist blind and partially sighted people with gaining a greater understanding of scenery, costume, and on-screen action. In July 2022, Netflix premiered The Grey Man at the British Film Institute on the South Bank in London, and I was lucky enough to be there. I wanted to learn more about Netflix's commitment to accessibility and inclusion, and in particular, audio description. Heather Dowdy is the lead for accessible products at Netflix and joins me now. Hello, Heather. A very warm welcome to RNIB Connect Radio and Tech Talk. It's good to have you with us.
Hi, Dave. Thank you so much for having me, RNIB. It's such a pleasure to be here and to talk with all of you.
Heather, let's just start with the premiere of The Grey Man in London. What drove Netflix to premiere The Grey Man with open audio description? And I should explain for everyone, open audio description means where the audio description comes through the speakers in the cinema, that typically when audio description is delivered in cinemas, you know, we use a headset, and it was really exciting actually to hear the audio description in the room and not have to use a headset, so we could still appreciate the original sound. So what was your motivation as a company?
It was such a fabulous event. I loved just hearing the attendees that participated, and it really just showed that our intention was met and we wanted to celebrate. We wanted to celebrate Dimension. Back in May for Global Accessibility Awareness Day, we had a huge launch where we were featuring a new disability-focused category on our service called Celebrating Disability with Dimension. And it was a collection of 50 or more stories, global stories, that included stories or characters with disabilities. And having these accessibility screenings, we had them in the UK and in the US, was a fabulous way to just be a part and celebrate with the disability community all that disability is. And so as part of our GAD launch, we announced that we were adding 20 additional languages and expanding our language availability for audio description and subtitles for the deaf and hard of hearing. And these movie screenings, accessible movie screenings, as you pointed out, was a great way for us to showcase our audio descriptions and subtitles for the deaf and hard of hearing in a way that everyone could experience them together. No need for separate headsets or devices. It truly was an inclusive and accessible movie experience.
And to what extent is Netflix aware of blind and partially sighted audiences in particular?
We're very much aware in the sense that working with the community is a huge part of our journey in accessibility. There is no shortage of feedback that we receive from the disability community, and that's great. And particularly when it comes to the blind and low vision community, we have particularly partnered with the community to continue to make improvements to our audio descriptions. Working with the community through focus groups and receiving feedback has allowed us to create and develop specific guidelines, inclusion guidelines for audio descriptions, where we've been able to add more things such as character descriptions based on skin tone and hair texture and all of the fun things that really bring a story to life. And so that partnership couldn't happen without that continual feedback and working with the community. And certainly, even for these accessibility events, it was an event just put on for the disability community, but with the disability community. And that's why we were so honored to work with RNIB on the UK movie screening.
As a blind consumer, I am always really excited when there's a new big Netflix original, because I can feel super confident that there is going to be audio description delivered alongside that. How does Netflix decide on which content actually receives AD?
That's exactly right, Dave, in the sense that for Netflix original content, films and shows, AD as well as SDH for the deaf and hard of hearing community is provided in the language that the show and film was produced in. So if it was produced in Turkey, then it would be available in Turkish. But what's really cool and important about the work that we've been doing lately is that language availability that I mentioned earlier allows us to start providing AD in more languages because we recognize that one of the great joys of watching Netflix content is to be able to watch content from anywhere around the world. And just limiting that AD availability to the language it was produced in was limiting our members who wanted to enjoy. Enjoy some of these viral hits that come from other places, whether Korea or Spain, with Squid Games and other content. And so that's exactly it. We originally started with the originals, and we certainly are looking to expand for more languages across the globe.
Right. And how is that going? I mean, what proportion of the catalog has AD, would you say, at this point?
Oh my goodness. We don't have a percentage. We focus on hours, and there's over 500,000 hours of audio description for shows in English for sure. We have 11,000 hours of audio description on Netflix globally. And then there are certain titles like Lucifer that had over 500,000 hours watched with AD. And so it's really interesting to see that we keep providing it, but there are so many folks watching content with AD that it's exciting to know that the community really is benefiting from this feature.
Heather Dowdy, on behalf of everyone here at RNIB Connect Radio, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure just to share the fact that we get to deliver joy to the entire world through our content. And it's just such an honor to continue to work with you all.
Heather Dowdy, Product Accessibility Lead with Netflix.